Hello.
Yes, hello. This is Angel from Humana's Provider Payment Integrity Department, speaking to an recorded line. Is this Brian?
Yeah, this is Brian. Hi, Angel. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing great, Brian. Thank you for asking. And how are you as well?
I'm very good. Thank you for asking, too.
That's great to hear. Yes, so as for this one, Brian, this is in reference to our call last August 15 of 2025. And this is for member Frank Bellumini.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Also, just to confirm that I'm speaking with the same person, can you please at least mention the member's ID, number of the member, and the date of birth?
Actually, you know, when we have conversation last, I have to pull all the records. And what thing
yes,
is there any issue?
As for this one, Brian, we have submitted this claim back for review or for more information, for clarification, and they did have replied to me for the clarification of the recoupment of the specific claim. So for me to inform you that, I just want to verify if I'm speaking with the same person.
Yes, I'm the same person, Brian, and last initial P. Parker. You have a conversation, and I remember that.
Yes. Well, as for this one, do you just have any members or the date of birth of the member?
Yeah, what's the member name? Let me pull information whether I can or not.
Yes, sure. It's Frank Bellumini. It's B-E-L-L.
B-E-L-L.
U-O-M-I-N-I.
U-O-M-I.
I, yes, N-I.
Yeah, Frank Balloon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alright, I put in information and our reference number was 13 consecutive 0571903340. Alright.
Yes.
Okay, let me provide you the member ID. Just wait for a match. Okay, here we go. Okay, so the member ID is still there. Alright, I have pulled a member ID. It's a total 675947770.
Thank you. And also, can you please confirm the date of birth of the member?
Yeah, sure. Date of birth. Here we go. It's 11/21/1957.
Thank you for confirming. Yes, so as for this one, I have received a response. So in the response, it states here that the recoupment of that claim remains valid because it states here that the E&M code must be submitted with modifier 25 in order to be billed with advanced care planning code. So the code was not billed with modifier 25 and therefore should not be reimbursed. That's the response that they have given to me.
Alright, gotcha. So we should build with the 25 modifier. Perfectly fine. Okay, I have a check also that ENM code is getting buttoned like 99214 and 99215. Oh, it's fine. We will rebuild it with 25 modifier. And I believe you should call me back. Thank you so much, Angel.
Thank you as well, Brian, for taking this call. And have a great day ahead. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.